say again, bid you welcome and express appreciation for your being here. Yeah, we say it so often, but we say it sincerely. It's just good to get together, and so appreciate your time with us this morning as a congregation to give our worship together to God. There is an outline in the bulletin this morning. Very welcome to follow along as we go through the lesson. Almost like a character study, we're going to look at the man named Barnabas. He's found in the New Testament, at least on four occasions. We're going to look at each one of those occasions. We titled the lesson, Be of Barnabas. So there's something about Barnabas that we're going to encourage you to copy or emulate or look at or kind of take to ourselves and Let's be like Barnabas. His title, one is mentioned in our text this morning, in Acts chapter 4, verse 36. Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement or consolation in the King James English. But he was a man of encouragement. So evidently the apostles recognized that in the life of Barnabas, and we're going to give you a nickname, so to speak. We're going to name you Barnabas, which by interpretation means son of encouragement. So he perhaps had that quality. So we want to be like that. We want to be a people that encourage. I remember a story of a man named Tex. Everywhere Tex went, people would ask him, what part of Texas are you from? He said, I'm not from Texas, I'm from Louisiana. Of course, the next question is, well, if you're from Louisiana, why do they call you Tex? He said, because I didn't want to be called Louise. So maybe that's the way we are. We want to have be called a name that reflects something about our character. You know, some parents give their children Bible names, probably in hopes that they'll develop that character of that Bible person. So we name our children, you know, we have sons, a Paul or a John or a Luke. Name our daughters, make it perhaps an Esther or Mary or Elizabeth, and the list goes on. Christine and I have a grandson named Liam. His middle name is Daryl. And I know one of these days, when he gets a little older, he's going to ask mom and dad or grandparents, you know, why is my middle name Daryl? Of course, it's named after Christine's dad, Daryl Collins. But they will mention the reason why your middle name is Daryl is that we wanted to honor your great-grandfather. And perhaps hope that you will develop the character of your great-grandfather. You know, Eli Gonzalez, middle name is Buster. He'll be the same way. He'll, when he gets old, he's going to wonder, ask mom and dad or his uncles and aunt, why is my middle name Buster? And they'll tell him, your great-grandfather was Buster Woody, who was a member of this congregation for many, many years. And they'll say, let me tell you about your great-grandfather. His character, his quality. And we want you to be like him. So that when we look at this man named Barnabas in the Bible, you know, we're not changing our name to Barnabas, but we want to be like Barnabas and be one who encourages. There's four times that he's mentioned in the New Testament. Four times. First one was in the text that was read to us this morning. There exists, and so number one in your notes, you see, if we're going to be like him, I want us to find a person in need and assist them. Second, like Barnabas, find an isolated person and include them. The third thing in your notes is find someone new in faith and encourage them. And then number four, find a weakened person and support them. That's what Barnabas did on these occasions. So number one, like Barnabas, let's find someone in need and assist them. When the early church began, those first some property that I'll sell, and I'll take the proceeds to the apostles. And in so many words, he says, you take this and help somebody who needs it. Barnabas was a man who saw others with a heavy burden and says, I know what I can do to help. There's no record of him ever doing this again in the New Testament. There's not a record of it. But he did it this time. He saw an immediate need. Right at the moment, someone is in need. He may not have had a treasure in hand, but I know what I can do. I'll sell something to get that treasure, and then I'll lay it at the apostles' feet. So he asked the question, do you know a person in need that you may help? Now, you may not have to sell property to do it. But the Bible says in Ephesians 4, verse 28, let him that stole steal no more. Rather, let him labor, working with his hands, that he may have. One reason why we labor and work is to get gain, treasure, to have, to support our families, other things. But then the verse goes on, that he may have, and then to give to him who has need. So we work so we can have, yeah, but not to hoard, but also to give. Over the years, this congregation has done that. Christine and I have been with this congregation almost 35 years, coming up next month. And over the years, we can go back a lot of the years, go back decades. And I remember a young Navy man here named Kip Adams. When he got out of the Navy, he wanted to go to preaching school. Could you help us, help me? He said, yes, we can. Another young man named Ted Parks worshiped with us, met his wife here, this congregation. Got out of the Navy, said, I'd like to go to Southwest Bible College to become a preacher. Can you help me? Yes, we can. James Fitzner says, I'd like to go to the Bear Valley School of Preaching in Denver, Colorado. Can you help me? Yes, we can. Matt Turner says, I'd like to go to the Bear Valley School of Preaching. Can you help me? Yes, we can. Matthew Pugh, who worships here, moved back to the Carolinas. Says, I'd like to go to preaching school. Can you help me? Yes, we can. Jack Farber, one of our missionaries, comes back typically every January and gives us a report of the Latin American missions, and we support them every month. But typically he'll say, can you help me a little bit more? Yes, we can. Steve Worley in Africa, can you help me? Yes, our missionary, yes, we can. Westview Boys Home, been doing that for over 35 years, spent monthly support. Can you continue? We get flyers and letters. Thank you for helping us. Can you continue? Yes, we can. We have disasters that take place across our nation. And we have Churches of Christ Disaster Relief. And they'll send out reports and say, we need your help. Can you help us? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We've met the need, not only these needs over the years, but we've met the needs, the immediate needs of many in this congregation who needed help right now. Can you help us? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. So like Barnabas, you'll find a need and assist someone, as we've been doing. We just need to keep our eyes open for those opportunities. Number two, like Barnabas, find an isolated person and include them. I tried to find a better word than isolated, but you'll get the picture when we read the story. Here's the story. It's in Acts chapter 9. I'm going to begin reading at verse 23. I just gave you a key verse in the whole text. But Saul was converted from being a persecutor of Christians to becoming a Christian. So he's brand new. And the story continues after Saul's conversion in Acts chapter 9, verse 23. It says, now after many days were passed, the Jews plotted to kill him. He's not on their side anymore. Said, no, I'm not with you guys anymore persecuting Christians. I'm among those that I persecuted. So after his conversion, the Jews said, well, you're not with us anymore. We're going to plot to kill you. He's in the city of Damascus. And the verse continues. And their plot became known to Paul. They watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and led him down through the wall in a large basket. Verse 26. And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples. So this all happened in Damascus, and now he's in Jerusalem. Ah, but the disciples were afraid of him, did not believe that he was a disciple. Verse 27. But Barnabas took him, brought him to the apostles, and he, meaning Barnabas, declared to them how he, meaning Saul, had seen the Lord on the road, and that Jesus had spoken to him, and how Saul had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So he was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out. All things work well now. Thank you, Barnabas. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus. See, the brethren in Jerusalem were not sure about Saul and his conversion. So when the brethren did not welcome Saul, Barnabas steps in and introduces him. Says, let me tell you about my brother Saul. This is what happened. Let me give you information that you don't know. So Barnabas helps. So we need a Barnabas among us to take those who are not known, or he might be lesser known, and introduce them to someone and say something nice about them. It's being done already. I'm just saying that just like Barnabas, who was a son of encouragement, encourage you to just do what you're already doing, but just keep doing it. Just enlarge our circle of friends. Everyone here has a circle of friends. I see that as soon as the amen is said. I see that before the worship assembly. There's a circle here, 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 here. There's circles all over the place of friends. But it will be a Barnabas to those who may not know very many of us. You know, when the amen is said, certainly, yes, stand up and greet those around you, but then take a moment and quickly look around and see if there's somebody that's not being greeted. Just an encouragement, word of encouragement. It's okay to excuse yourself and say, oh, wait, I know we're having a good conversation, but I need to catch that person over there before they leave. I've done that. I just had to stop somebody in the middle of their conversation and say, oh, wait, I see somebody running out the door. they came and they're leaving. I really wanted to say hi to them. Would you excuse me? That's okay to do. The close of the invitation song before the closing prayer. I see Danny get up and go to the back. I think he's leaving early, but no. He's got to go back and stand at the door and greet people. We can't all do that. We'd have a confusion. That's an illustration. Don't be embarrassed even to say, you know, I've seen you here for weeks and months. You may even say, I've seen you here for years. I just don't know your name. That's okay. Be a Barnabas. So give me a word of encouragement this morning. You keep doing what you're doing, but just enlarge that a little bit. So that's what Barnabas did. Saul wasn't known to those brethren in Jerusalem that he'd been converted. So he said, let me introduce you, brethren, introduce Saul to you. Number three, find someone that's new in the faith and encourage them. Encourage the old in faith too. But Barnabas' story is in Acts chapter 11. I'm going to begin reading in verse 19. Again, in your notes, I just gave you a key verse. But here's the whole story. Acts 11, beginning of verse 19. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen, remember that back in Acts chapter 8, persecution, boy, they brethren left, and they went everywhere preaching the word. So that story is retold here in Acts chapter 11. So they traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch. Okay, now they're in Antioch. And they preached the word, but they didn't preach it to anybody but the Jews. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene. And when they came to Antioch, they spoke to the Grecians. Ah, so now we have the Jews and the Greeks being preached to. And they preached the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was upon them. A great number believed and turned to the Lord. Verse 22. A Now, this is all happening in Antioch. The news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem. And when they sent out Barnabas to go to Antioch, what are we going to do? Let's send Barnabas. Take a look. So when he, Barnabas, came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. See, the brethren in Jerusalem wanted to help this new congregation in Antioch. So he said, well, we want to encourage those brethren in Antioch. Who are we going to send? Send Barnabas. He'll encourage them. Let's send Barnabas. So Barnabas went, and Barnabas saw, and Barnabas was glad, and Barnabas encouraged them to continue in the Lord. Same thing with us. We have Christians here who need encouragement, new and old. Just be a Barnabas. Be a Barnabas. Express gladness to the new in faith that they are new in faith, that they're in faith. Remind them of their heartfelt purpose, as Barnabas did. Encourage them to continue in the Lord. That's what Barnabas did. And then the story continues in Acts 11, verse 25. And then Barnabas departed and left Antioch for Tarsus to seek Saul. Saul, partly you just helped Saul a little while ago, introduced him to the brethren in Jerusalem. So Barnabas said, I'm going to go get Saul. And said, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. Oh, Saul. So it was for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Perhaps Barnabas knew that he could only do so much. You know, I've set up here by the brethren in Jerusalem to encourage these brethren in Antioch, and I've done that, but you know, I want to do more, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Tarsus and get Saul and bring Saul back with me. And they return and stay the year. In this congregation, one person cannot do it all. It's okay to go get somebody. Can you help me with this? Put Barnabas in. So we, sometimes we invite gospel preachers from other places to come hold a gospel meeting or a weekend workshop. You know what we're doing? We're going and getting a Saul. You come back, because sometimes, you know, we might feel, I can't do it all. I'd like this message to be taught or this material to be presented. So we encourage brethren, even in the congregation here. And so we have others teaching Bible classes on Wednesday night. Before I started teaching on Sunday morning, there was someone else that taught even on the Sunday morning Bible class. In my absence, there's brethren even within the congregation that stand up in my absence. I can't do it all. So we encourage brethren. We've had brethren for the first time teach a class or lead singing. Just like Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I planted, but Apollos watered. God gave the increase. So let's find those who are new in faith and old and just encourage them. Encourage them. The last one, number four, find a weakened person and support them. That's what Barnabas did. Find a weakened person and support them. Lift them up. Fortify them. The story is in Acts chapter 15. This is one of the more familiar stories of Barnabas. But you know, I'll read the whole text to you. I'll begin in verse 36. So then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, they just come back from the first missionary journey, Paul and Barnabas. And Paul said, let's go back and visit brethren in every city where we preach the word and see how they're doing. Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John called Mark. But Paul insisted they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone on with them in the work. So in that first missionary journey, John Mark left early. So So then the Bible says in Acts chapter 15, the contention became so sharp that they departed one from another, Paul and Barnabas. They couldn't agree. So Barnabas took John Mark and sailed to Cyprus. Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. See, Barnabas was the right man for John Mark at this time. I don't know all of what Barnabas said or did in working with John Mark when they left on their missionary journey. However, I know the result of Barnabas taking John Mark on a journey, a missionary journey. Okay, because later in Paul's life, Paul who took Silas, Barnabas takes John Mark. But later Paul is in prison in Rome and he writes to Timothy. And in 2 Timothy 4 verse 11, Paul says, only Luke is with me. So take John Mark and bring him with you. For he, John Mark, is profitable to me for the ministry. Really? The John Mark that you didn't want to take with you on the second missionary journey? Yeah, but now I see what Barnabas did with John Mark. And he's profitable for me right now. I need him. Just bring him with you, Timothy, when you come. So do you know someone in this congregation that needs encouragement after a hard time? Perhaps you know someone that stopped working, or there's contention. Go to them, encourage them, work together, stand by their side, be a Barnabas. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14, it says, now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, and be patient toward all. So he asks us to warn, comfort, uphold the weak. That's the point here. And be patient. Barnabas was capable of this because the Bible says back in Acts 11, he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. Barnabas, that's what we want to characterize us. Characterize you and characterize me. Be a Barnabas. Always at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation. If this morning not a member of the New Testament church, we invite you to obey a gospel plan. The Bible says that we, first of all, need to hear the good news. How can you believe in something you have not heard, Paul said that in Romans chapter 10. You have to hear, number one. Then believe that message. Jesus said, except you believe that I'm He, you'll die in your sin, John 8, verse 24. Jesus also said there's a third part in this formula or this recipe or plan. In Luke 13, verse 3, said, repent or we'll perish. And then you'll need to confess your faith that Jesus Christ is God's Son. And then in that number 5, then you'll want to be baptized as Jesus sent His apostles into all the world. That great commission, he charged them in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Preach that good news message to everybody. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Well, that's what I want is salvation. So we invite you to obey this plan. Follow these steps, if you haven't done so already. And we sing a song of encouragement. Give you time to think about that and that response that you need to make, if you haven't done so already. Just simply come and have a seat beside me, and at the end of the song, just simply make that request. I want to be baptized. Bring me to sin. Let's stand together and sing the song that says the selected.